love it. Yeah, for me, my first same sex like breakup, oof, even though it was like shorter than the ones I had with like boyfriends before. What would your advice be to the chaotic bis out there when they're having their first same sex breakup like that?
Gosh, my advice. I think like my my situation's a little nuanced, you know. The peacock of it all, sorry, the three cock of it all, but
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bi moment of the
chaotic bi moment. Yeah. And you're watching Black Bi Reality
with Black Bi Baddie
and those who love us. Hello, you're watching and or listening to Black Bi Reality, a place for Black Bi baddies and those who love us. I'm so excited. I'm your host, Nicole Weaver. I'm an entertainment reporter currently writing for Collider, and I did a whole recap of Couple to Thruple, have been talking about it nonstop, and I'm so excited that I got Ashmal on here. Hi, Ashmal.
I have to say, I also, I'm also a fan, so I've been listening to your recaps, so this is an amazing opportunity to be here.
Oh, that's, I'm so glad to hear it, especially, I'm so glad that you're here, because you're my first bisexual cis man.
Oh my god. No
way. You are. Yeah, I haven't had a one yet. So I'm just like, I was like, I need Ashmal. Like, I love, my heart goes out to out bisexual men. I just feel like we don't get them enough in representation. And the fact that we get you on the show, and you're also Pakistani, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That was never mentioned on the show, but I just, it goes both ways. It's like representation can be good when you're like, oh, this is normal, like any other show, but, and it's also good to like talk about it. So I thought it was very interesting that like we're all going around talking about an Ashmal and like no one says like where's that from or anything. So yeah.
No, I think just to your point about representation, like it can be a good or bad thing. I think what for me, what I've just realized is like, yeah, there's that side of it, like I don't want to be, you know, one of the few doing it. Mm-hmm. But I think it's also like I'm very proud that I'm able to do it. But I also remember that, like, there's so much diversity within communities that, like, I know I'm not representing everyone. I'm representing myself. And I'm just, there's going to be so many more. So, you know, I'm just excited to be one of them.
Absolutely. And, like, I don't know. I even, like, I Googled real quick. I was, like, bisexual, Pakistani, reality stars. I was, like, is Ashmal, like, the first? Like, I think you should take that title.
I will gladly take it. I think the closest we had was maybe like Sanjaya Malakar on American Idol. And I don't think he ever came out. But, you know, he was just giving hints.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Let's get into your journey onto this show. So basically, you and Ramon were already open.
Mm-hmm.
And Ramon put you guys in for this show. And you were just like, sure. Did you have any reservations at all?
Honestly, no. I mean, I think my only reservation was at the time I wasn't employed because I was studying for my bar exam. Mm-hmm. So I was just thinking, okay, like if I get a job, I'm going to have to tell them or I'm just going to like have to quit, you know? And like, I think that was my only reservation was how I'm going to deal with like managing, like balancing my career of it. But other than that, I was super excited. I was like, we're going to go on vacation. This is fun, because we've always been wanting to go, like, we've never done a resort, like, resort together, so I was like, this is perfect, you know, we get paid to do it, so why not?
Exactly. I think Ramon said that you guys were considering couples therapy before, but then you're like, oh, this opportunity on the show, it has a therapist on it, so I'm a little curious, what were you guys looking into couples therapy for?
I think just, like, how to communicate with each other, because I feel like we both are communications majors in college, believe it or not. So I think we just I think, studied different curriculum and we just stood by it. So I think our problem was, even if we were saying the same thing, we just could not realize we were saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. So I think it was just to like kind of have another, like a neutral third party.
Nice.
Kind of translate each ourselves to each other. Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing I kind of loved, it was like kind of chaotic, but I loved your story of how you guys got together and the pandemic playing a part in it. I met my partner during the pandemic. I didn't move in with them right away. It was like virtual dating for the longest time.
Yeah, no, I mean, for me, I was like, well, I mean, it's literally illegal to like see anybody. So mm-hmm. like, might as well just let's like set up shop together. And because I was doing school online, he was working online. I was like, why not?
Yeah, that makes sense. All right. So the first episode already showed that you two weren't exactly on the same page. Ramon wanted someone who could take charge of the throuple situation for you guys, where you wanted to be able to figure things out together. So what did you already know that you guys were a little bit on different pages even going into the process?
Oh, I mean, I think we were always famously on different and I mean like sometimes different pages, sometimes like whole different books, but mm-hmm. I mean it was never a problem in that sense because it I mean we were just different and I think we did love each other's differences, so we just kind of like chalked it up to that. But I mean he wanted someone with more experience. I hate being told what to do.
Okay.
So I was like no, you're not about to come in here and tell me what to do. So I think that's just maybe the lawyer in me, but yeah.
Got it. Oh, yeah. I was going to ask, what kind of law?
I when I was on the show, I was practicing insurance defense law, which is,
okay.
I don't like it. It's like slip and fall, but I represent the floor. But now I'm doing family law. So divorces, you know, prenups and those things. And also going from a breakup into divorce law, life hack. Because we're all connecting. All of us are on the same page. Yeah.
That's great. That's great. You guys let it be known that you were open before. Now, how much, when you started your throuple with Jonathan and like the next day, Ramon seemed to make it super, super awkward. How much do you think that came from not normally having like the third or fourth around the next morning?
None of that. It was actually not even from the whole, like, the person staying or anything. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I think Ramon and I just generally, like, even if it's not a threesome or anything kind of situation like that, if we have friends stay over, we, like, we hang out. The next day, it's fine. But that whole day two of it all was really not even about the whole throuple situation. It was more just, like, we're very different on how we navigate new experiences and, like, change mm-hmm. and stuff. And when I'm in a new situation, away from my family, away from my friends, away from everything, I just go knee-deep into whatever it is. So I mm-hmm. was spending so much time, like, trying to, like, talk to – oh, I also had a big crush on Brittany, so I was spending so much time talking to Brittany. I was talking to the other cast. I was, like, hitting on the host and Scott, you know. I was just being myself, like, talking to everyone. And I think in that moment, I was just kind of ignoring Ramon a little bit, not realizing that in this new situation, this is how I deal with it. We had not been in a situation like that, so I didn't realize that for him in a new situation, he wanted me to be there by his side and like just like either like be there with him and spend more time with him instead of trying to like, you know, be myself to everyone else. So that's what he was upset about, but he wasn't able to share that with me. And then I literally I'm sitting in that challenge. I'm like, I had no idea. I was like, oh, you know, it's gonna be fine. I don't know what it is, but I didn't do anything, you know?
Yeah.
So I was very just confused, but I knew something was up. And I mean, for a second I was like, maybe it's the physical thing, but then I was mm-hmm. like, I don't think he's not a very jealous person like that. So
yeah,
it was really nothing about the, you know, the third or the chosen single staying over.
Yeah.
It was really just like, hey, like be there for me. Stop being there for everybody else. Like I need you. I think it was that thing.
Interesting. When did you find out that was the source of like the conflict?
It was actually at dinner, when we were at dinner, and like what they didn't show was like, so when Ramon's not talking, he was like, I remember I started stressing when we hadn't talked yet, and Ramon's just sitting there silently, and he's just cutting his steak. He's just cutting that damn meat. He's like, and I was like, oh my God, that could be me, you know? And I went, also what they didn't show was like, Mia was asking so many questions. She's like, no, really, what happened? How was your experience? And I'm like, trying to salvage it, but like, she just won't take no for an answer. So I remember in a confessional, I was like, I'm sitting here and Mia's asking so many questions like she's being paid by the damn word. It was after that when we had our little conversation at the two sofas,
yeah,
where that's when he told me, like, that's what you wanted. And I was like, got it.
Okay. Interesting. What do you think of, like, your edit then? Because they don't really show that, and it does make Ramon seem, like, pretty aggro for whatever reason. We are left to fill in the blanks.
I mean, yeah, I mean, they did kind of make it seem like that, because, and it was kind of like, gave the image that Ramon was just being insecure about Jonathan and I being physical and stuff, and like, mm-hmm. And I mean, that's really not who he is. So
yeah.
I get what they did for the edit, you know, but
yeah,
you know, that's not really him. So
yeah, I wonder if it's because, like, it's more complicated. Like, TV likes to really try to, like, dilute to the easiest story to be told. But yeah, it was interesting to see you guys navigate that. Jonathan later, okay, so we're having the whole silent treatment. It's awkward. Jonathan doesn't know what to do. You're, like, trying to tell Ramon to just be nice. They're actually one of the things that I loved about the show, and it was, like, it was kind of complicated because it's not nice, but there is a little bit of a conversation about the whether these singles were being dehumanized. And in that one conversation, when you're talking about, like, you're not even looking at him when he's talking and everything, that's a little bit dehumanizing. I just loved that you named that in that moment. Ramon says that's a little dramatic, but that's a problem in these situations a lot of the time.
And I think, I mean, in thinking back to that, I wasn't even commenting in terms of, like, dehumanizing as the singles were being dehumanized, because obviously when I'm in the experience, like, I didn't notice, you know, the whole dehumanizing of it until way after.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in that moment I kind of just meant, like, not just because he's a chosen single, if he was even doing this, like, a couple we were being,
yes,
I think it was more just like, I would just hate to, like, ignore someone, or I would hate to be ignored. And I think that's what I meant, like, hey, like, you know, dehumanizing,
yeah.
I meant like, just treat them how you would want to be treated type thing, you know? And,
yeah.
And I don't think I meant it. I mean, I don't think my brain was calculating the whole dehumanization of it all until way later,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm. No, that makes sense. All right. So Ramon said that he was wary of Frank because he's from L.A. and an actor, and you know those L.A. gays. So can you just tell me, like, what's the reputation of, like, the Chicago gay bi? I'm very, very interested.
Well, I don't want to speak for everyone, you know, but I think, here's what I'll say. I grew up mostly in the South. I grew up in Atlanta.
Okay.
And then I moved to the Midwest, like Michigan and then Chicago. I will say the nicest people in the world are in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Truly, really the nicest people, like, in the South, like, their Southern hospitality, and when they tell you, like, have a nice day, it's just like they're supposed to. In the Midwest, if I'm, like, even at a grocery store and the clerk says, have a nice day, they look into your eyes. They mean it. Like, it's genuine people. And so I think what I really like about Chicago gays is that it's the melting pot of the Midwest, right? So it's people, like, from Iowa, Idaho, I don't know if that's there, but, like, one of the Iowas, and then, like, Michigan and all these places, they come together. And, like, for some people, it's kind of like Chicago's the city where, like, they left their small town,
mm-hmm,
and they're finally getting to be themselves and be gay and be happy. And you're, mm-hmm, surrounded by so many people who are in the same boat. And what I love about Chicago is when you tell someone, like, oh, I just moved here, they're so excited that you moved here. They're so happy, mm-hmm, for you. They're like, welcome to the best city in the world. That's how I am now about it. And it's like you're surrounded by people who like, are just happier here.
Yeah.
But I will say the term, like, the Reputation Chicago gays and stuff, mm-hmm. when I first heard it, was when I was in Michigan, and it would be like, oh, those, the gays that would, like, we come to the gay, that lived in Michigan, we'd see them at the gay bars, then they'd, like, move to Chicago, and then, like, the idea was, oh, like, they would come back, and they would be like, oh, you guys only have two bars here. It's like they felt like they had made it.
Yeah.
They felt like they'd made it, and, you know, and, like, they're coming back, and they're like, oh, there's only two gay bars in Chicago, we have so many. You know, I think that's where the term, like, Chicago gays, when I first heard it. But, like, I'm in Chicago now, and I love it, you know?
Yeah.
I call me that proudly, you know?
Did you have the same reservations about Frank being an actor from L.A.?
No, but I will say, like, I'm not necessarily in a bad way, but I feel like I'm always, like, the more naive one. I'm just like, everything's gonna be great.
Yeah.
No, I really didn't have any of the same reservations. And Ramon's also just so funny. I'm like, you literally talking about LA gays, like, they're gonna come after you. He's fearless.
Like, where are you going for your watch party? They will tear you apart.
No, he is a fearless man. I was like, yes. When he said that, I was like, bro, I'm in the room.
Exactly. Okay. Here's one thing that was very interesting that came up with your throuple in the beginning is that Ramon seemed a little bit insecure that you and Jonathan could relate on being bisexual, which was like a little bit of a bummer for us at the Black Bi Reality. Did you anticipate that would ever come up?
No, not in that sense, not because, you know, he wasn't bi. But I honestly didn't anticipate any of that coming up, just because, like, throughout my relationship with Ron, he's just been very secure and, you know, like, very happy and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, he just loves it when I'm connecting with people. Like, he's one of those, he's like, I love to see you shine, you know, like, I love, and he always used to be like, when I was in law school, he's like, I just love that I'm dating the popular guy. Like, you know, and, like, just things like that. And, like, no one's ever described me as that before. So, like, I was just like, oh my God, this, you know, mm-hmm. but I think it wasn't just the that we could connect about being bi. I think it was just, like, we had so many, like, similarities. Like, not only were we bi, we both came to the U.S. at the same age. We had the exact same relationship with our parents. Mm. And it was, like, he just really just felt like, oh, my God, they have their own separate table. And I'm just, like, looking on the outside. And I think it really, really got to him when we were talking about our moms. And, like, because, you know, like, he lost his mom a little while ago, and it's just like I think part of it's like he wanted to be part of the conversation, but I think another part was like, I mean, I should have just maybe like kind of recognized that for a second and been like, you know, part of it's also probably like he wished he could join in on that conversation right now. Probably he was missing his mom, he was missing his family, he's really close to his sisters, and he like we didn't have our phones and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think that was, it was just a mixture of all of those things.
Yeah. I thought the conversation you guys were having in the bedroom about your families, and Jonathan had a very, like, strong perspective of, like, no, I am going to bring my family or bring my partner around. I don't know how it's going to work with a throuple, but I don't care. And then, you know, you're coming from the perspective of I haven't introduced Ramon to some family members. I loved that because I think that's just so real for us in the queer community. Was there more conversation about that when you continued your throuple after the show?
And I made it clear. I was like, I'm not bringing you both around. That's insane. Okay. Like, I was like, even when he was talking about it at first, I was like, he would talk about like, oh, like if you guys come to New York, like you both can stay at my house. And I, the whole time, in the beginning, I'd be like in my head thinking, this boy's crazy. And then, like,
really?
And then as we would keep dating, I'd be like, I would more loud about it. I was like, okay, I am not there yet.
Yeah.
And it's going to take a while. And because I also didn't want to do it kind of like, oh, I'm bringing, because honestly, I had two options. I could have just not done it, or mm-hmm. I could have done it. And like, since there was two of them, I really had a cop out of being like, oh, these are just my friends. You
yeah.
know, cause, like, no one would be like, oh, Oshmal has two boyfriends. Most of my family didn't even know that was an option, you know? So, yeah. Like, But I didn't want to do it that way because I was like, you know, like, especially in terms of, like, for me, like, I wanted to be special for Ramon, especially because we dated for so long and he's just been there for me throughout my whole family situation, like, and everything, like, by situation, I mean just, like, you know, working through it with my family, like, and having more conversations. So I didn't want him
to... coming out?
Yeah, with coming out and just kind of, like, they knew I was in a relationship. They knew about Ramon, but it's, like, I wanted it to be a special moment where, like, Ramon gets an invitation to my house by my parents and, like, that validation that I was looking for. And I didn't want to just sneak him in as, like, a friend. I thought, like, for me, it was very important that, like, Ramon got the, like, respect he deserved when it came to my family. So I was not going to, like, also be like, oh, by the way, here's another boyfriend.
Oh, my God. Okay. So from what I gathered from your previous interview, you did not tell your family you were doing this. You said,
I told them, like, I'm going to film a TV show. We couldn't really tell them a lot.
Yeah. Do they know? Has there been any conversations?
Yeah, I mean, there's been conversations. We worked through it, and I just, like, keep that private. But they're happy for me for all the success that's, like, you know, come from it, so.
That's great. That's great. I feel like it's all such a journey. I do wonder, and this is maybe too psychoanalyst, you can always tell me to, like, not get so deep, but, like, I'm a Scorpio, so I tend to like to get a little bit deeper in this. I was actually a little bit surprised at how much in the show and in interviews that had come up that, like, you weren't as emotionally there in the throuple, specifically, like, catching up to what Ramon and Jonathan were going on. Because on the show, it first looked like you guys had more of the emotions going. I was shipping you and Jonathan.
Yeah, you and the internet. I would read them.
And then to find out, like, later on, you weren't really as there emotionally, and then talking about, I think it's relatable for queer people of, like, when we get into our first, like, Ramon being your first boyfriend, sometimes you can only go so far when you're still on that journey with, like, coming out in other aspects. Is that at play at all, or you think it's just something else? Because I felt like you were an open book, but everyone keeps saying
no, that's the thing. It's like, I am an open book. I was an open book. I connected with Jonathan, but what you guys saw on the show, like, that's literally just where it ended. Like, you know, it just stayed there. But the thing is, I make really good emotional connections with my friends. Like, I deeply care about my friends and stuff. And I mean, I was never looking for a relationship when I met Ramon. So, like, I realized I develop emotional feelings when I'm seriously not looking for them. They just, like, take me by surprise. And I think that's because I'm genuinely so happy and, like, fulfilled with the deep relationships I have with my friends that, like, when I met Ramon, it was just, like, it threw a wrench in my plan. Michigan was only for 3 years. I was moving to Chicago.
Yeah.
I met this guy. And, like, the thing is, like, I really listen to signs. I listen to my gut and all these things. And, like, I remember after my first date with him, it was this feeling that I've never had before. And, like, I, like, crept on his Instagram on the plane. I've never done that stuff. He was tagged on an account called Guys with Cats, which, like, to me was the biggest red flag. Has two cats.
When you talked about his cats, I was like, this isn't for the long haul. You can't say you want to get rid of those cats.
This is actually so cute. What I'm about to say is when Ramon and I got serious. So, like, you know, I was a little bit of a fuckboy in the beginning because I was like, I'm not dating. Like, I'm not dating you. We're just, like, having fun, right? And then he was like, oh, like, you're just here to fuck around. Like, so I actually got him, like, a key to my place. Mm-hmm. And then I had a picture of us. And then on the back, it said, I'm not just here for right meow. I'm here in it for the long haul. And let him know I accept his cats. But, like, but with the whole emotional connection with Jonathan thing, so the show ended, and, like, I'm like, I would consider him, like, a friend plus. Like, it was a friend plus. Like, I care about him. I'm rooting for him. But when it comes to, like, relationships, like, when I describe, like, when I'm really deeply in it, like, not only am I rooting for you, I'm actively just, like, I think I view my life as, like, how can we get to where you want to go, where do I want to go? Like, I'm just constantly, like, that kind of love, I just had only felt that with Ramon. So, like, you know, I was just like, oh, I love this friend. Like, I really like this friend. Like, it was a friend thing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I didn't force myself. I'm not going to force myself. It's not real if it's forced, you know? And I just really learned that about myself. I catch feelings when they catch me by surprise. You know, when I'm in it, I'm like, oh, my God, I care about this person, like, what they're doing every day and what, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think that was the difference, yeah.
That's really cute when you put it that way. Ramon said that you guys often talk to Lena. Lena got beads. I'm so upset because you know how we were standing Lena over here.
Bro, you and the whole internet, everybody's like, more Lena. And they're like, either Osmo and Jonathan date or like, bring in Lena. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. And then Sadie was also a strong contender. So why did we never close the deal on either of them?
I think just the way Ramon and I were navigating it was completely different. Like, I was like, okay, this was fun. Let's try someone else. And yeah. He's very, like, if Ramon likes somebody, he goes all in. And he's not, mm-hmm. like, Ramon was never a fuckboy. He never went through a fuckboy era. He was just always honest with his feelings, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, like, he never played the game. He never plays mm-hmm. the game ever. Like, even when we started dating, I'm like, bro, play the game. And his game is just honesty, which I'm like, what kind of game is that? So he was just like, let's keep it going. I feel something. And I'm like, bro, we got like a few more ceremonies. Come on.
Yeah.
I want to like talk to Sadie more, you know, like her and I just like, I'm actually going to New York in 2 days. So I'm going to see her. So I'm super excited.
Yeah,
but yeah. So I think it was just like, I was ready to do the experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And Ramon was like, why abandon something that's like, we've already kind of started building it, you know? And I was like, let's build a lot. And then we can decide. And he's like, no, all resources into one. I'm like, okay.
That's really funny. But it's kind of like maybe you wanted more of the Dylan and Lauren experience because they were.
They did it right.
Nice, nice. And now they're having a baby. What's happening?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
They got it all. Well, who knows? Actually, I feel like we came up with so much fan fiction for Dylan and Lauren. It's like they belong in a swingers community. They'll just be so happy. Everything will be good.
One thing I will tell you is they're constantly happy. Like,
yeah.
I remember when we first hung out with them after the show, I was like hanging out with Dylan and I was like, cameras aren't on. I'm like, Dylan, how are you this happy all the damn time? Like,
what does he have to complain about?
They're just genuinely so happy all the time. They're still genuinely obsessed with each other all the time. I'm like,
uh-huh.
I love that. Yeah.
Of course. They're like, first of all, they're always working out. They probably have all the endorphins going. They're just like never alone.
I was FaceTiming Lauren the other day and she was like, I was like, how's your week? She's like, oh, it's been good. I only made it to the gym 3 times. I was like, Lauren, you're literally pregnant. Like, only 3 times?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure if Brittany does that, she'll be the same way. Love her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. So, you guys were surprised when Jonathan was like, actually, I'm going to swap out. Need a break. You and Ramon were sitting there whispering. I'm like, what are they talking about? And then you finally were like, we're not on the same page. We're just going to go back. What did he want and what did you want at that swap ceremony?
So first of all, I was not surprised because I was like, listen, this is a 26-year-old bisexual man. I'm a 26-year-old bisexual man. I play the game. He plays the game. Girl, like, we're playing the same game. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so I had prepared for it, you know, mm-hmm. like I knew, I was like, that's why I was not surprised. But Ramon being the believer and the genuine person he is, he was like genuinely surprised. But like also later on, we got to see that like Jonathan was like giving different signals right before. So like mm-hmm. that's maybe why he thought, no, he's going to stick with it. But I was like telling Ron, I was like, okay, well, like, you know, we should move on. You know, we've been talking about Frank. Let's try Frank. Let's like bring Frank in. Let's see if that's different energy. And Ramon was kind of just really like so hurt by the blindsiding of it all, and especially after that, the mixed signals right before, that, like, he was just like, okay, fine, whatever you want to do. And then I just was like, okay, well, I don't want to, one, put Ramon in the situation while he's hurting, and two, I don't want to put Frank in a situation where it's like, Ramon just said, fine, whatever, and, like, Frank just like, whatever. So, like, I was just like, we just need a day, you know, like, so I was like, this is just better for everyone involved.
That makes perfect sense.
So we're not on the same page, because I kind of was just like, in a moment of like, girl, I told you this boy's playing games. Like, listen to me.
Listen to me. I am a chaotic bi as well.
Like, we play in the same game.
Yes, yes. And I will say I enjoyed watching it, because the confrontation at, like, the white party.
Oh, it was the masquerade.
When
Jonathan literally was like, I was offended you had a backup plan. I was like, you are offended that I had a plan B for when you blindsided us? Like, what?
Exactly, exactly.
And also, I was literally doing that with an ascot on, and, like, I think my proudest moment.
I know. I was just like, oh my god, oh my god. He just, like, is trying to pull emotions out of Ashmal. Well, Ashmal's like, I'm too cool for this.
I was being genuine. I'm like, girl, I'm ready to move on.
Yes, but then there was a kiss that happened. You saw Jonathan kiss Maximo and Ash, and then all of a sudden, I don't know if this is how it actually went, but this is how the show frames it, all of a sudden you're like, oh, never mind, I have feelings and I want Jonathan back.
Oh, no. I didn't. Okay. Oh, my gosh, no. Girl, we've been open, like, physical. I'm like,
I know.
Also, that's not me. I was not the one who ever, like, it was actually Jonathan who was like, oh, did you guys do anything with Frank? I'm like, first of all, I'm a grown adult. So, like, I'm going to tell you shit.
Yes.
And, I mean, I think I've always been that, like, been like that. I'm like, your body's your body, like, you know? But, no, it wasn't that made me, like, be like, oh, maybe. It was actually when, like, what made me think, okay, maybe we can try it again, is, like, when he went up to Ramon and, like, Ramon, like, didn't give him anything. And so then he came down to talk to me, and he was like, oh, I still like you guys. And, like, I just, like, told him, I was like, hey, I think friendship is good. And, like, I just hugged him. And it was just such a real moment that I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, that was real. I just told him, hey, thanks, but no thanks. Let's just be friends. And he just sat there and took it. And he understood. And he sat in it being like, I know I've hurt you guys. And I understand. I'm like, this is literally, I made this bed. And I think that moment, I was just like, wow, like, that's all I need. I don't really need someone to be like, oh, I was wrong, I fucked up, stupid. I just need someone to, like, show me. And, like, it was just a very real moment where, like, after that, I, like, started thinking, I'm like, man, he was being genuine. Like, there's the person that I got to know, like, there he is, you know?
Yeah.
And that's when, oh, it wasn't a kiss. No, I was like.
got it.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not a very jealous person like that.
But looking back, do you wish that you got to do the experiment with a woman at some point?
I do. I think it would have been really, like, first, like, it would have been a great learning experience to just see how we would have navigated that. And, you know, and, like, that's like navigating change to a whole new level.
Yeah.
And I think that would have just, like, told us more about ourselves and us as a couple. Because I think this whole experience taught us so much about it taught me so much about myself, taught me so much about who I am in a relationship, what I look for in a partner, what I seek, like, you know, what kind of partner I am, where my shortcomings are, you know, those kinds of things. So I think it would have been just even more, like, it would have been, like, a more wealth of knowledge if we had really, truly experimented something new.
Yeah. I mean, I wish we got it. We didn't get one throuple with two women and one man. I mean, two men and one woman. So. Mm-hmm. If we get a season two, I am demanding that.
Call your legislators.
Exactly. petition. Oh, my God. All right. So Jonathan claimed in an interview that you told him that your relationship was never that intense with fights before, and he kind of questioned the truth of that. So, yeah, were your confrontations with Ramon as just a couple like that before the show?
Honestly, no. Like, it was never like that. I think it's because we were never in a situation where, like, so it felt like so much was on the line. You know,
yeah.
I think even, like, before going on the show, I mean, I was like, people would be like, oh, are you worried about, like, this could affect your relationship? And I literally was like, look them in the face and was like, no, nothing can, because it never, there was always this understanding that, like, girl, it's going to be you and I. I was like, I've not felt this way about anyone. Like, no one even gets close. So, like, duh. So, like, it was, our arguments would just either be really, like, about over something stupid or something stupid that became bigger. But then it kind of just became more about how we dealt with that disagreement and not actually what we're disagreeing on. Because we were never, like, we are very similar in so many ways. It was just how we handled disagreement that we really fought over. But no, it was never like that. And it was, and there was never, it was not like we had to, like, be good or be right in front of another person. So I think like, it's like three people, like, you know, when you're kind of in, when you're fighting with someone and then, like, halfway through the fight, you realize, like, oh, shit, I'm in the wrong. I kind of fucked up. But it's like, you can just deal with that with your partner. But if you're doing that in a throuple situation, then you either can, like, you're like, okay, well, do I double down? Or, like, if, or now this other person, if I double down, this other person's going to be like, wow, he's crazy. But, like, if I give up, then it's like, they're going to be like, wow, they started this for no reason. So it was, like, kind of like we're performing this decision in a way. And then we're performing the reconciliation of it. So that was, like, that's kind of what added the layer. Because, like, when you're fighting just us two, we'd be like, oh, there's no winner or loser, you know? Like, why are you trying to... But then there's, like, a viewer or a referee or something.
Yes, that's what I was going to say, a referee.
Yeah. And, like, it's, like, that's kind of what added the stakes.
Yeah. All right. That makes total sense.
Mm-hmm.
One question I have, since you are part of the male-to-male relationship on the show. We know the community has the whole top-bottom verse. I'm not asking who is what. I'm saying when you're looking for a single, did that conversation ever come up? Because we just never saw it. And I feel like that's just like a real part of the dating world.
I think it might have come up.
Okay.
But I don't think it was not like a, what we're, you know, I think honestly, my mentality was, I think even before going on the show, I just was like, I assume everyone there who's a male is like grown up and is just diverse, right? Like, come on.
I think that's the most bisexual way of thinking, because a lot of people are not as non-binary in the whole thing.
Right. I'm like, literally, like, life is way too short to pick one. Like, in your TV show, Rumble show, like, girl, grow up.
Yeah. Love that. I love that then probably your options didn't, like, have to narrow. Because I was just, I was very interested in the whole dynamics of, like, what other things is like, okay, technically we have all of these singles, but really what are our options?
The only thing that limited our options were, I think we never considered Chris, only because in the beginning he said he didn't really like chest hair. And you know, and I'm traditionally not a fan of like long hair on guys either. So I was like, oh my God, like we both like are agree on disagreeing. And I was like, I'm never gonna, like, I'm like, the chest hair is the brand. Like, I can't get rid of that.
Absolutely.
And like, his long hair is his brand. So I was like, you know what? Let's be friends.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. So Ramon's version of what happened post-show is that Jonathan would come on the weekends, and eventually seemed like those two were, like, growing faster emotionally. And you may or may not have felt like Ramon was still putting the effort into you. Do you have that same perspective, or it's a little different?
I think I think part of the thing what happened was that, like, if Ramon, one half of it was that, like, if Ramon and I ever, like, had an issue with ourselves or something, we didn't really have time to deal with it, because it's like, either he's coming or cast is coming or like my friends are coming or something. We're just so busy. So we just have to band-aid it and like, you know, move on and like be fine. And then part of it was also like, I knew that they were getting closer and like, I knew that. And I was honestly kind of okay with it just because like when we would go out, like I would get to like dance with my friends. I would get to go out, meet people. Like, cause I'm not a person who can be right by my partner all the time. I just can't. And I mean, like, Jonathan didn't know people in Chicago. So like he would be by Vermont side all the time. And I was like, that's great. You know? And I mean, I did tell Jonathan at one time, I was like, girl, when you are with your friends, it's going to be a thing. So just like, you know, just like, it's easy to be like, if I'm in a different city, it's easy to be like right next to my partner. I don't know anybody, but like, I want to mingle. I want to make connections for us and everything. So I saw it happening. I mean, I would go on the dance floor. I would go talk to my friends and like, they'd be there. And like, I'm also not PDA and I don't think I will ever be. So like, that was something. But I think the other half of it was that like, yeah, it's like, I don't view effort as like a depleting resource, or I don't view it in percentages. So I don't view it like, oh, like if I'm giving my friends 80%, I can only give my partner 20. Or if we're in a, you know, I just view it like I'm 100% myself wherever I am, whoever I'm with. So it would kind of be like, you know, if he's coming on the weekend, like, oh, maybe like, let's like not go out late tonight, because then like we'll be tired for work. And then we have like, you know, not be tired, like let's save our energy, or like we still go out and stuff. But like at that point I was like, oh, I don't want to be a house husband and like just like enjoy like the domestic aspect of it, you know, like and so I think that was kind of getting to me too. And then just the show of it all and all that like started like circling in my brain. I was like, you know, we're just different. And honestly at that point I think maybe it would have lasted longer if like when I kind of realized that, like, if we were open as an open triad or whatever, but like, it's not like I could just go explore my like outside, because I'm still living with Ramon, and so it was kind of just like, man, like I kind of want to do my thing, and like, and just kind of felt like more of the domestic roles were on me, and there was like that new relationship energy with that. And I was just like, I don't want to do it.
I know you were watching Love is Blind, because that came up in one of I'm getting a little bit of the Jimmy and Chelsea, the fact that like how often they wanted to like go out and just the differences of that. I feel like it sounds like this.
So the thing is, you honestly, I cannot categorize Jimmy wanting to like go get a drink with his friends as like him wanting to go out. Okay. Like if somebody ever in a pod told me like, I don't like to go out, like, or they just view it like that as like, oh, you're a different part of your life. I'd be like, next, you know, like, what do you mean? Like, maybe I go out, maybe I don't, you know, it's just like, how do you meet people? Is your life a pod?
Maybe some of us were very comfortable during the pandemic, sir.
Pandemic wise, yeah, but that's why when I got that vaccine, I was like, let's go.
Yeah, but I'm saying us introverts were like, actually, I kind of liked it. Let's all just stay home again and like Netflix party.
Oh, I was losing my mind.
I bet you were. But
that's when Ramon showed me all of the Flavor of Loves. That's how I got into reality TV.
Oh, okay. He showed me
Flavor of Love, Rock of Love, Charm School, the gem that is Charm School.
Back.
He got me into reality TV.
Okay. Are you into competition reality TV? This is like my selfish part because like I'm covering Survivor now.
So I watched Survivor like when I was younger. Like I watched like the crazy seasons. Like the Battle of the Races one.
Yo, that was so uncalled for. That was so uncalled for.
But like I was young, so I like didn't understand like how crazy it was until like I was like, oh my god. So I watched that, but like not really as much. I guess physical ones, like I watched Challenge. Ramon was really into MTV Challenge, so I watched that. My favorite though is I Love Money, because it was like kind of physical, but like more fun.
Okay.
And I also loved, I loved cooking competitions. Like, Food Network is my shit growing up, yeah.
Nice, nice. Ooh, love that. I'll keep that in mind because I like bringing people back for any recaps of
Oh,
other
absolutely.
things. So, okay. I'll try to we're getting close to an hour, so I'll try to wrap this up. But my one question is, was there ever like a moment or something that it was so clear this is the breaking point, like I gotta go.
I don't think so. And I mean, I think with a relationship this long, like, it's like, can't just be a moment, It's just
Yeah.
a culmination of it all. Like, you just kind of reflect on everything. And like, after a while, if you're fighting about the same thing, it's just kind of like, and even watching the show, I think I was just like, I love this man. I love this man so much. And like, he loves me so much. And I think we're just realizing, like, we're just not compatible. And like, I think that's a decision out of love. That's truly a decision out of love. Like, what he wants in a relationship, Ramon, like, he deserves to get it. Like, he truly, like, there is somebody who's exactly like that. And I don't ever want him to have to compromise. And like, I would never want to compromise for myself. I love myself and I love him. So like, I would not want to put myself through that, compromising what I want. And I don't want him to do that either,
I mean, that's kind of like the hardest breakup, though. It's like the mature one of like we outgrew or we realize we're no longer compatible. That was your first relationship, your first boyfriend. Can you talk about like did that heartbreak feel any different than the ones before?
Oh my God, absolutely. I really, really care about, really, really care about him. And like, I don't know, I just like to think about like everything I learned. And like, Ramon also being like from a similar background, sharing the background, like, he kind of like, I've always said, like, growing up, like when I was like 6th grade, 7th grade, I'd be like Google, just like YouTube gay people, because I didn't even know, like, how. So I would like find clippings of like Tyra Banks' show. And like, when they can like bring one gay person and those kinds of things are real world. And they always would be like, that whole Trevor project of like, it gets better. I was always okay that I used to, I was like, that's such a white thing. Like, what do you mean it gets better? Like, I'm never gonna be at a pride parade. But I always said, like, dating Ramon, I was like, I would go to like Thanksgivings with his family and stuff. I was like, there was a moment where I was like, this is what they mean better. Like, I am happily in a relationship with a man that I truly never thought I would develop emotions for a man ever. And here I am, happily part of his family, like, and they're celebrating my successes. They're like there for my like failures. This is my better. And I think he was the biggest learning experience. Like, I became so much more comfortable with my sexuality. I became so much more confident in myself. He like taught me how to like navigate those tough conversations. Like, and like, he also gave me great advice with my family. He would he, like, so I learned so much. And like, my relationship with him is a huge part of why I am the confident person that I am today. It's because of that. So like, I always like to think about the positives in that, and like, my first relationship, I'm very thankful for it. Like, and it like, I don't think I've ever learned so much from a relationship like I did with that one.
I love it. Yeah, for me, my first same sex like breakup, oof, even though it was like shorter than the ones I had with like boyfriends before. What would your advice be to the chaotic bis out there when they're having their first same sex breakup like that?
Gosh, my advice. I think like my situation's a little nuanced. The peacock of it all, sorry, the three cock of it all. But I guess my advice would just be like, I mean, it sounds cheesy, but just like, girl, sit in it. Like my therapist said, like, allow yourself to be sad, because like, I famously like loved running away from my feelings. So like, I wouldn't think about it for a while, but then it sneaks up on you. So like, she actually told me to start scheduling time to be sad. And I was like, okay, so I would do that. And that really helped me. But like, also, I want the chaotic bias to remember, like, girl, we're chaotic vibes. We're a gem.
Yes.
Like, remember that, okay? Like,
oh, I love that. Yeah. I love that. Very true. Any advice to the bisexual pansexual babes when it comes to opening their relationship? Did you start your relationship with Roman open, or was it a monogamous to open situation?
It was monogamous, and then it was monogamous to open. People actually, when someone asked, they were like, "So like, why'd you guys wait to open it, or like, what was the, like, you know, why didn't you open it earlier?" And I was like, It was COVID. I was like, girl, the world was closed. How the hell are we supposed to be open?
Yeah.
No, but it actually did take like that time of getting to know each other and being so comfortable. And like, it was a moment of like, I was like, I've always said, and this is my advice on being open in general. Mm-hmm. And this, like, this is my level of like where I think of myself is like, if I'm ever in a relationship or if I'm ever dating somebody, I know for a fact that there will be people in this world who are like objectively physically more attractive than me, maybe even funnier than me, maybe, like, you know, smarter than me, all these things. And that happens, that exists. Like, there's no way that's not going to happen. But that, like, just because someone is that, that doesn't make me any less of what I am. And like, just because they are this, that doesn't mean like the person I care about, the person I love, wants to go with them, because they don't, the person I'm with doesn't just like me because of my looks or because they think I'm funny or because of, like, you know, my intelligence. It's a combination. It's my unique combination. Mm-hmm. And that's that level of comfort when you achieve it in a relationship, it's, there's no fear of like, oh my God, so-and-so is going to leave me for this, or so-and-so is going to leave me for this. Like,
yeah,
no, it's like no one has the unique combo that you have. And that's like, that's what I remember. And like, that's being open is just like, okay, bring somebody in. Come on in for a little bit. I mean, and this is just for threesomes I'm talking about. Like,
yes,
polyamory, you know, like, watch the show. But in general, like, just remember who you are. Like, they like you for your unique combo. So you can't be scared of someone else taking it because no one else has that combo.
Yes, that's so good. All right. So what's the progress on getting into Brittany and Sean's throuple? Like,
I would say the progress is actually even worse than it started on the show, because Brittany's really enjoying her bisexuality and really into, you know, exploring women. So,
Dang.
You know?
That is true. That's true.
So great for the girls out there. Hey, y'all.
That's so funny. What's next for you?
Oh my God, I'm doing more comedy. I have more comedy gigs lined up in Chicago, so that's exciting. Nice. Honestly, I'm like trying to focus on work, because like trying to focus on work while a show is going on is so crazy. So, you know, trying to be better at work. I do love my job, so I'm going to focus on that. And then honestly, just like see where everything goes. I just can finally talk about the show and my comedy sets. I've been writing a lot more comedy.
Nice.
I've been like spending way more time with my friends now. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm seeing somebody.
Ooh.
So I'm going to enjoy that. And yeah, just kind of like, honestly, I'm just going to keep doing what I was doing before the show, because like, and then a show happens, I'm just going to stay open to everything. And, you know, hopefully the best happens. So.
Nice. Actually, there was one more deeper question before I wrap up. And that was, you talked in your other interview that you did therapy afterwards and learned some new things about everything that was going down. Now with that knowledge, or like the toolkit that you have from therapy, and then if you could time travel back to those more tense moments on the show, what would you have done differently, if anything?
So it wasn't even, I feel like there's nothing, even with this toolkit, it would have been too late to do anything on the show. I think my biggest problem was that, like, I'm a people pleaser, and to the point where, like, I just don't set boundaries. And I think when we started, Roman and I started dating, was just COVID, right? So, like, there was, first of all, I famously never set a boundary, and I wasn't going to start during a pandemic, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, if I had started those boundaries earlier about, like, here's what I need in terms of communication, here's what I absolutely cannot stand in terms of communication, here's, that would have just made it so much better.
Yeah.
Like, we would have just, like, understood. And I also, one, don't set boundaries, and two, I just, like, which I feel, like, kind of bad, because, like, Ramon was getting a lot of slack for, like, Oshmal's not a mind reader, but, like, I've just lived my life, like, in doing things for him, like, thinking, like, he could just read my mind, and, like, when he couldn't, I would just, like, hold silent resentment, right? Mm-hmm. So even in the throuple of it all, like, I would just, like, be doing these things, and then, like, if he wasn't picking up on it or reciprocating it, instead of expressing that, because I felt like, I used to think, like, expressing that made me feel like a pick-me girl, and I was like, I'm not a pick-me girl. So, but I'm like, I should have, but so like, that's where this unspoken resentment comes from. And it's just built mm-hmm. up, built up. And then to like, until it's like, I can't take it anymore. And then, you know, so I think what I learned was I need to express one, what I'm feeling or what I need. And two, just boundary setting and like setting expectations early on in a relationship. So like, that's what I do now. I'm like very, I'm doing radical honesty. Yes. And it's been good. Yeah.
Good. Good for you. Something I am also working on. All right. Where can people follow you?
They could follow me on Instagram at Oshmal Ali, but I would really, really love it if they found me on Cameo. It's Oshmal411. Or you can just type in America Sweetheart or Peacock Baddie, and I think it should come up.
Nice. Love it. Love it. And for me, guys, you can follow me, Nikki Bernice, across socials. But most importantly, please follow Black by Reality across all socials so you don't miss any more interviews or recaps about reality shows through a Black queer lens. Until next time, bye.
Bye.
Are you...